On a night like this? Mrs. Riley asked. Aw, don't pay no mind to what Ignatius says. Why don't you stay and see the show?
The young man rolled his eyes heavenward.
Yeah.
The blonde broke her silence.
See some ass and tits.
Mother, Ignatius said coldly, I do believe that you are encouraging these preposterous people.
Well, you're the one wanted to stay, Ignatius.
Yes, I did want to stay as an observer. I am not especially anxious to mingle.
Honey, to tell you the truth, I can't listen to that story about that bus no more tonight. You already told it 4 times since we got here.
Ignatius looked hurt.
I hardly suspected that I was boring you. After all, that bus ride was one of the more formative experiences of my life. As a mother, you should be interested in the traumas that have created my worldview.
What's with the bus?
The blonde asked, moving to the stool next to Ignatius.
My name's Darlene. I like good stories. You got a spicy one?
The bartender slammed the beer and the daiquiri down just as the bus was starting off on its journey in the vortex.
Here, have a clean glass,
the bartender snarled at Mrs. Riley.
Ain't that nice? Hey, Ignatius, I just got a clean glass.
But her son was too preoccupied with his arrival in Baton Rouge to hear her.
You know, sweetheart, Mrs. Riley said to the young man, me and my boy was in trouble today. The police tried to arrest him.
Oh, my dear. Policemen are always so adamant, aren't they?
Yeah, and Ignatius got him a master's degree and all.
What in the world was he doing?
Nothing. Just standing waiting for his poor dear mama.
His outfit is a little bizarre. I thought he was a performer of some sort when I first came in, although I tried not to imagine the nature of his act.
I keep on telling him about his clothes, but he won't listen.
Mrs. Riley looked at the back of her son's flannel shirt and at the hair curling down the back of his neck.
That's sure pretty, that jacket you got.
Oh, this?
The young man asked, feeling the velvet on the sleeve.
I don't mind telling you, it cost a fortune. I found it in a dear little shop in the village.
You don't look like you're from the country.
Oh, my.
The young man sighed and lit a Salem with a great click of his lighter. I meant Greenwich Village in New York, sweetie.
By the way, where did you ever get that hat? It's truly fantastic.
Oh, Lord, I had this since Ignatius made his first communion.
Would you consider selling it?
How come?
I'm a dealer in used clothing. I'll give you $10 for it.
Oh, come on. For this?
15.
Really?
Mrs. Riley removed the hat.
Sure, honey.
The young man opened his wallet and gave Mrs. Riley 3 $5 bills. Draining his daiquiri glass, he stood up and said,
Now I really must run.
So soon?
It's been perfectly delightful meeting you.
Take care out in the cold and wet.
The young man smiled, placed the hat carefully beneath his trench coat, and left the bar.